Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, so follow the 7 right now.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that takes you on a ride through the ups and downs of everyday history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about the early days of escalators, an invention that delivered all the fun and convenience of stationary stairs, but without all that pesky exercise. The day was March 15th, 1892. Jesse Wilford Reno received a patent for what would later become the world's first working escalator. The inventor was born on August 4th, 1861, in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. He moved east as an adult and began studying engineering at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Reno's idea for the escalator was reportedly inspired by the steep geography of the campus. The school is built on the side of South Mountain, and as a result, the students had to climb a lot of stairs to get around. It's easy to imagine how this would inspire a student with a mind for mechanics to dream up a way for a machine to do all the heavy lifting. But Reno actually wasn't the first person to design an escalator-like device. In 1859, a lawyer-turned-inventor named Nathan Ames patented his design for a machine that allowed people to, quote, ascend and descend from one story of a building to another without exerting any muscular strength. Unfortunately, Ames wasn't an engineer, so his design never made it off the drawing board. A similar thing happened 30 years later, in 1889. That's when an amateur inventor named Lemon Souder was granted a patent for the stairway, a moving staircase linked by a chain and propelled by hydraulics. Once again, though, Souder didn't have the engineering know-how to actually build the machine, but James Reno did. After graduating with degrees in mining and mechanical engineering, he took a job at the Edison Company, where he worked on the electrical systems for railway projects. In 1891, at the age of 30, Reno began drawing up plans for what he would later refer to as the inclined elevator, the endless conveyor, and the moving stairs. Originally, the design was part of his proposal for an underground subway system in New York City. Passengers would be transported from city streets down to the subway tunnels on one escalator, and then carried back up by another. Reno's proposal was rejected by the city, but he didn't give up on the idea of a moving staircase. On March 15, 1892, Reno secured a patent for his design. Unlike the escalators we're used to today, Reno's version featured a single vertical platform rather than a series of steps. So think of it more like an inclined treadmill. The platform traveled upwards along a conveyor belt set at an incline of 25 degrees. It could be powered either by a generator or by a directly connected electric motor. Safety features included a set of rubber-coated handrails that moved along with the conveyor belt, as well as a pair of shallow landings and comb-like teeth at either end of the belt so that clothes and feet couldn't get caught in the mechanism. Unlike his predecessors, Reno was able to take the next step and actually build a prototype of his invention, the world's first functioning escalator. 4 years later, in 1896, the machine was ready for its big debut, but it wasn't installed in a subway or a department store or any of the places you'd expect to find an escalator today. Instead, Reno set up his inclined elevator as an exhibition at the Coney Island Amusement Park in New York City. For the next 2 weeks, visitors got the thrill of a lifetime as they rose 7 feet in the air at the relaxed pace of 90 feet per minute. About a third of the average human walking speed. It may seem somewhat tame today, but the quote-unquote ride drew quite a crowd at Coney Island's Iron Pier. The machine could transport about 3,000 people per hour, and over the course of its 2-week engagement, roughly 75,000 people took that trip. A report in the 1896 Street Railway Review sang the praises of Reno's escalator, calling it, quote, manifestly superior to vertical elevators because people are handled by it continuously and without delay, and no attendant is required. Several months later, the same prototype was moved to the Manhattan side entrance of the Brooklyn Bridge. It opened to the public on December 29th as part of a 1-month trial meant to demonstrate the invention's practical use. A magazine called The Electrical Age took notice of the display, noting that the invention, quote, may prove in the course of time to be one of the most popular devices used in office buildings or apartment houses. A more immediate application was found in New York's multi-story retail stores. By 1898, Reno's escalators had been installed in the Bloomingdale Brothers department store at 3rd Avenue and 59th Street. Following this success, Reno moved to London and founded the Reno Electric Stairways and Conveyors Company in the early 1900s. Around the same time, improvements on Reno's design began to pop up in patents around the world. The most notable was a design by an explorer named George Wheeler. His patent featured actual steps and was more in line with modern escalators. Wheeler never built his machine, but he eventually sold the patent to an entrepreneur named Charles Seeberger. In 1900, Seeberger partnered with the Otis Elevator Company, and together they built a working model for the Paris Exposition. Along with its more efficient design, the Otis version of the machine also had a much catchier name, the Escalator, a combination of elevator and scala, the Latin word for steps. Over the next decade, Reno built and installed more than 20 escalators in mass transit systems in both England and the US. However, the company wasn't growing as fast as Reno had hoped, and he was having a hard time turning a profit. By 1911, his commercial prospects were so bleak that he sold the whole operation, along with his patent, to the Otis Elevator Company. Within a decade, Otis had installed more than 350 escalators worldwide, primarily in department stores and subways. The company remained the undisputed leader in both elevators and escalators for decades to come. In fact, up until the mid-20th century, Otis owned the trademark for the term escalator, meaning that other manufacturers were forced to come up with some clunky alternatives, like the electric stairway and the motor stair. That finally changed in 1950, when the U.S. Patent Office ruled that the term escalator had become a catch-all word for any kind of moving staircase, and was therefore no longer able to be trademarked. Jesse Reno didn't come up with the coolest name for his invention, and he was far from the first person to dream of not having to walk upstairs, but he was the first to make that dream a reality, and to prove to the world that such a machine could serve a safe, practical purpose in daily life. So on behalf of lazy people around the world, Jesse Reno, we salute you. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate or review the show on Apple Podcasts, and you can write to me directly at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.